Well, the sport of clay target shooting is reasonably popular around Broken Hill, and mainly because of some of the people involved. It keeps a rather high profile, but around Australia may not be as much. And you're probably going to sit back and ask yourself the question, when was the last time we had a world champion in anything living in our part of the world? Interesting. If you know, you can give us a ring at some stage and let us know. But Darren Nichols has just returned from South Africa, and he is a world champion in his sport of clay target shooting. Darren, good morning.
G'day, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Firstly, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're a bit bleary-eyed, mate.
Trying to come to terms with it all, what's happened, and the plane flight, yeah, very long way. Not sleeping well yet, up at 4 o'clock this morning, still wide awake, so I guess it'll take a little while to get back into the normal routine of things again, but I'm glad to be home.
We heard from yourself and Ross Walsh prior to going to South Africa. Now, for the benefit of those listening this morning who aren't quite across all of this, can you just tell us the journey you've been on over the last couple of weeks?
Okay. Well, I can tell you the journey from the start, if you like.
Yep.
This time last year, up at Roma in Queensland, Australia held its national titles. There were 700 competitors all over Australia competed. And out of that 700, they chose the top five in Australia to represent Australia at the world titles in Cape Town, South Africa. There was two from Queensland, one from Victoria, Ross Walsh and myself from Broken Hill, which was a bit of a feat in itself, two from the one club, which I'm pretty sure hasn't happened anywhere else around Australia. So that was good. Started with the South African Grand. That was an event they put on. It's the same as our national Australian national titles. And that's like a warm-up to the world titles. The first event was the double barrel event. I won that event, 325 targets, and the last 100 were single barrel. So I was happy with that because my goal, I guess, was to go over there and just to bring something home to say, to put in the gun room, to say, well, I've done it from, you know, it is time. And so, well, I've actually achieved something overseas. So that started off good. The second event was the National Single Barrel. This event, I won that event as well with a score of 195 out of 200. Third event was the National Point Score. I came fourth in that with a score 588, 600 points. What happened then? Sightseeing. Yeah, the next day we had a bit of sightseeing. I thought we'd take a couple of days off. I'd done a fair bit of shooting up to that stage, and with the world's only a couple of days away, I thought, well, we'll go and see a bit of what's happening around Africa. So we went out to this, like Toby, his name was. He's a bit of a, he's a large wine growing area. And there was zebras, springbok, wildebeest type animals. Mm. I don't know exactly what they were. There's all weird looking animals I'd never seen running around.
You never did any big game shooting while you're out there, did you, Darren?
No, I didn't really have any time. But it wasn't on the list of things. But to see it all was really good. Then after that, a bit of relaxation for a couple of days. Then it was the start of the world titles, which was last Friday. It kicked off.
Can I just ask you before we go on with this, the start of the world titles, how are you feeling? Is that nervous energy, excitement?
Yes, yeah, it is. It's all, you know, it's all there in front of you, and it's a matter of stepping up to the mark and doing it. You know, this, you're here, you're a long way. There's been a lot of energy put in to get to that stage, a lot of people helping us, which I must say very thank you to the people that helped sell the raffle tickets that Ross and myself ran. Daryl and Colleen Gates have given us sponsorship, and the local gun club itself giving us money, which couldn't really afford, but they did, so that was very much appreciated.
Does Daryl have a shot, does he?
He does, yeah. No, he's a shooter from way back, and I might add Australian team member from, it's a while back, probably, I'm guessing here, probably 30 years ago, he was Australian team representative.
He always told me he was a good all-round sport, now we know.
Yeah, he is. He still comes out every month. And at our local comps and has a shot, and he's quite handy still.
12 minutes past nine, we're talking to Darren Nichols, who's just returned from South Africa as world champion in clay target shooting. So, okay, day one of the competition, walk us through it.
Okay, day one, how it is, it starts off, it's over 3 days. It's 100 targets each day, which is in the point score system, which is you have two shots at a clay, you've got a double barrel shotgun. If you hit it with the first shot, you get 3 points. If you miss with your first shot, but you hit it with your second shot, you'll get 2 points. But if you miss the clay completely, you lose. You get nothing. So you're down 3 points, which you certainly don't want to do because that's unforgiving point score. So we start off on the first day, 100 targets. I shot them clean, which is 300 out of 300 points. So that was a good start. I was very happy with that. But still a long way from anywhere. Second day, again, 300 points. I used 1 second shot. So I was 299, 300 points, which I was pretty happy about because on the first day there was probably about 7 or 8 people that also shot the maximum points, 300. So I thought, okay, I'll keep it together. So next day, a point down. I thought, okay, well, yeah, I'm happy with that. At that stage, I was equal first with another South African shooter named Toby. He's going to go places. He's only a young lad. And yeah, so I was level with him, and there was probably another half a dozen, only a point or 2 points under me, which is nothing because you've still got 100 targets to go. So anyhow, day three, again, we started off, we shot 50 targets, which I shot clean. So it puts me 1 point down at this stage. So then they get the next, the 10% of the top field of the world. They go and shoot another 50 targets point score, and that's how you get the winner. So out of all that, I ended up 290 points out of 300. So all said and all added together, I shot 897 points out of 900, 3 points down, so which was still not good enough to get me the title. I still had to go and shoot off of an island shooter. So we first 25 targets, we both shot them clean. I thought, okay, heart's beating a fair bit at this stage, and right, I just keep the stuff together, and you know, you've done it, come a long way, just make it work. So anyhow, the next 25, in we go, about his fifth or sixth target into it, he pulled a second barrel. He missed but hit it with the second. So it left a point there for me to sneak in. But again, it's 20 shots away from the end of it. So I just kept it together, and down to the last 5 targets. By this stage, yeah, I'm starting to feel it a fair bit, thinking, you know, God, world champion if I just shoot these. And yeah, and heart's beating. And anyhow, I settled down, I shot them. And the real excitement, I guess, came when that last target, when I shot it and it broke. And first shot, I thought, well, that's it, you can't, I've won it, you can't beat me. So then, yeah, that was it, everything. Emotions and excitement, and it all kicked into gear, the reality of what I just achieved, which, yeah, I'm still coming to grips with it when I stop and think about it, you know, like I've won a national title here a while ago, and that's great in itself, and a few shoots around the place in Australia. But sit down and I think about it, like, world champion, like, it still kind of feels surreal, you know. But yeah, very, very happy indeed.
We've had a phone call from Les to say Darren shot 897 out of 900, which you just said, and Les said, good on you, mate. But you sit here as world champion. There's no one better. You are it.
Yeah, well, oh yeah, well, I guess that's the title I've won. But every day is a different day, you know. It's, yeah, it's something I did strive for. I didn't go there thinking, well, I'm going to win this. Not at all. I just thought, I go there, I do my best, settle down, try hard every shot. The main thing is to keep your head. I think anyone who can shoot 50 targets straight has got the ability. It's after that getting your head in the right order to keep it all together, because it's a big, big head game, concentration, and that side of it is a large factor. I'd say probably 85% of the factor. I was just, look, yeah, I'm ecstatic about it. I'm happy, but I certainly won't be running around thinking I'm world champion or anything, you know? Like, no, it's not me.
You won't have to do that. Others will do that for you. Now, who was there with you, Darren?
The Australian contingent was, like I said, the 5 shooters with Rossi Walsh, the local bloke. We travelled together. There was other Australians. There would have been probably, 40 other Australians there.
Hmm. Did you have family there or friends outside the team?
No.
All right, so when that time came and it hit you,
yep,
and you said all these things were going through your head, are you an emotional bloke?
Well, I wasn't at that stage. No, I was very happy, of course. Later that night after, I guess after they shouted me quite a few beers, and as you do, and I accepted. it kind of hit me home then. When I rang home, I think it was about 3:30, 4 o'clock here in the morning when I rang home, because I didn't care what the time was. I was just ringing home to talk to father and mother, and yeah, I kind of got a little bit excited then, I guess, and a bit of a teary eye, but yeah, it was a big thing. Yeah, very, very happy indeed.
What about the the reaction from the other shooters, I mean, I can imagine it's pretty, you're going for a world title, so I can imagine the competition's pretty tough, but once you get to the end, is it sort of everybody's there with you, or is it pretty much the Australian team?
No, they're all there. They're pretty tight-knit close, all the clay shooters, whether you're Australian or anywhere. I really honestly don't know of anyone you can say, well, he's not a real top bloke. You know, they're all good people. They're all there. They're all congratulating, shaking your hand, and just wanted to talk to me about what I've done prior to this moment and everything. And, it was good. But one thing I will mention there was, which I had never come across before since I've been shooting, and it made my hair stand up and goose pimples and everything. It was the five-man Australia team, as we were shooting for our team. We all thought, well, the first day there was a few targets missed and we weren't in great position. We ended up coming third in the teams, but we had to shoot the final 50. And before we actually got third, okay, we're shooting the 50, away we go. It's the righto, let's do it. So out we go, and we got a fast squad. We shoot quick, and we all shot the possible and absolutely inkballed the targets. They all went to smoke. Like, it really, you couldn't have shot any better. And when we'd finished, not the scorer who was doing all this, he was so amazed that he lost track of where he was, and we shot more targets than we should have because he was too busy watching us all. And when we'd finished shooting, we got a standing ovation for all from the world shooters and everyone watching us, standing up clapping us as we come off, because they'd never seen such a high standard and a group all do it at the one time. It was pretty special. I've never witnessed that anywhere.
You got the green and gold shirt on at the moment, the Australian shirt, but the excitement of winning a world title, but this, the excitement of being part of an Australian team in any sport, in anything, must have given you just as equal a buzz.
Oh, for sure. Fantastic. Like, to actually make the team, I missed out on the team going back, I think it was 99, to go over to England, to Wales, and I was pretty disappointed about that. I was reserved, but no one pulled out, so that took a while to get over. But to actually make it this year, or Roma last year, for the trip I'd just been on, very satisfying, because it means, it's like the golfers who get their green jacket. Well, we're the same. We get the Australian green and gold jacket. And very, very proud thing, which it'll be put up in my gun room now, and I won't wear it after this event. I'm not really like that, but I'll just wear my standard jacket. But it will certainly, the Australian one will be in my gun room there for times to look back on. Yeah.
And Darren, as media catches on with your story and you get some exposure, surely it's going to be great for your sport.
Oh, certainly. Yes. Well, it's all turning out fairly well, because we're planning, probably there's no date set yet, but probably by the end of next month, to have an open day out at the gun club. And this bit of publicity with what's happened now, we're hoping that we'll get a lot of people come out for the day and try their hand at it, and just see what they think. Because there's a lot of people that are interested, but they didn't ever take the step to really follow it up. Well, this is going to be a chance for them to do it, and hopefully it'd give the gun club good exposure. I know this has certainly put Broken Hill on the map, because no one, where's Broken Hill to, you know? Where's never heard of this place? And, well, I can tell you that they know where it is now, so very happy.
Darren, congratulations to yourself and Ross Walsh for being part of the Australian team, coming third in the teams, but you are a world champion. I don't know how many world champions we've produced in this city in anything. I'm sure people will certainly ring and let me know if I'm wrong, but you may be the first. Congratulations, well done. Credit to you and everybody involved.
Thank you very much.